that you get the second to last word.
All right, I'd like to ask my forgiveness. I'm not very eloquent.
I can speak for everybody. We forgive you.
Thank you. You all see me, you all see the apparatus on my legs. I was born with something called a limb sacral myelomeningocele, also known as spina bifida. And first of all, let me say this. I cannot speak for women who have been raped. I am neither a woman, nor have I ever been sexually assaulted. And my heart goes out to those kind of people. And I'm not going to tell them what to do, because I've never been there, and it must be hard enough to do that kind of thing. Now, let me say this. Let me give you something to think about. There are a lot of cases where an aborted child happens to be disabled. They are born with some kind of congenital deformity, like spina bifida, Down syndrome, other kinds of disabilities. These parents are looking for basically perfection. They want a perfect child. Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but there is no such thing as perfection. At this very moment, millions of organisms are dying, planets are exploding, molecules are breaking apart, atoms are breaking apart. There's destruction and change everywhere. There is no such thing as perfection, and there never will be. So why expect that from an unborn child? I mean, look at me. I'm 20 years old. I have an IQ of 145. I live a great life. I was adopted, but that was probably the best thing my biological mother could ever do for me. So, it's just something for you to think about.
Thanks for sharing. I appreciate that. And you'll have the last word, and then what I would encourage you to do in just a moment when we turn the mic off, I'd encourage you to turn to the person next to you and do what you can't do on Facebook, which is actually talk to a real human about a real issue that affects really all of us. I'd encourage you to just ask the person next to you, so what do you think? So.